In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主之圣名，我在这边讲话。
I'd like to continue to speak about this a blessing.
今天我要继续来谈到八福。
And please turn to the book of Matthew chapter 5.
我们请翻开马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5 from verse 1.
马太福音第五章，我们看第一节。
Chapter 5 from verse 1.
第五章第一节开始。
And when he saw the multitude, he went up on the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4.
第四节。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Verse 5.
第五节。
Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Verse 6.
第六节。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Verse 7.
第七节。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. 8.
第八节。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall A pure in spirit, for they shall see God. Verse 9.
第九节。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. 10.
第十节。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven. I can continue to finish up here. Verse 11.
十一节。
And blessed are you when men cast an insult at you and persecute you. And say all kind of evil against you falsely on account of me. Verse 12.
十二节。
Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For so they persecute the prophet who were before you. When Jesus went up to the mount and he preached the gospel, he opened, first things he mentioned about this wonderful beatitude, eight blessings.
当主耶稣到了山上，开始开口教训众人的时候，他谈到这个八福的教训。
Yesterday I shared the first one and second one, blessed are the poor in spirit and blessed are those who mourn.
那昨天我们一起学习了，虚心的人有福了，以及哀痛的人有福了。
This morning I'd like to share the third one here, blessed are the gentle.
今天我们要来学习第三种温柔的人有福了。
In some of the Bible scripture, you can find out the gentle, there's a quotation say mentioned at the bottom if you say that it can be gentle or it can be humble, it can be meek.
那有一些圣经有注解说这个温柔也指着柔和或者是谦卑而言。
So a gentle it related to humility and meekness.
那所以这个温柔就包含了谦卑以及柔和。
A Korean word is gentle means warm and soft.
那在韩国话里面，这个温柔就表示温暖和这个柔和。
And none of the people like a cold person.
那我相信大家都不喜欢冷酷的人。
And people like who has a character of this gentleness.
那大家都喜欢温柔的这一种个性。
And here the verse 5, blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
那第五节告诉我们说，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
And so if we are gentle, then we can be rich.
好像是说，如果我们很温柔的话，我们会获得财富。
Because you shall inherit the earth.
因为这里说到我们必承受地土。
Nowadays, especially such kind of a bad economy.
那我们知道，现今经济的环境不是很好。
And such kind of real estate market is like a fortune nowadays.
那这个房地产价钱也都很高。
So this blessing is very important.
那能够承受地土的祝福好像是很好的。
If you are gentle, then you shall inherit the earth.
那如果说你温柔的话，你就承受地土。
Let's turn to a book of Psalm.
我们来看诗篇。
Psalm chapter 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Verse 11.
诗篇三十七篇十一节。
Psalm chapter 37, verse 11.
诗篇三十七篇十一节。
But the humble will inherit the land, and they will delight themselves in abundant prosperity.
但谦卑的人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
I think some of the translations say but the humble, some of them say but the gentle.
那这里有些翻译做谦卑，有些翻译做温柔。
So here already David and his psalm mentioned that the humble, the gentle will inherit the land.
在这里大卫作诗也说，那些谦卑温柔的人必承受地土。
And will delight themselves in abundant prosperity.
也必以丰盛的平安为乐。
Somehow, if you want to send this scripture, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, about the blessed are the gentle. If we are gentle, maybe because we cannot be rich.
那我们看诗篇37篇，以及我们刚才所读马太福音第5章第5节这两节提到温柔的人必承受地土。
In this world, you have to be strong.
但是我们知道，事实上，在这个世上，你必须要很坚强。You
have to be outstanding.
你必须要很杰出。
So when you compete with other people, you show your strength and show your ability.
当你和别人竞争的时候，你要显现出你的能力，你的长处来。
So let other people to subject to you.
所以别人能够信服你。
So that you can you become a first one. So you can. Having all other things, you can take over by yours.
所以你要成为最强的，你才可以接受那一些其他的东西。
But Bible telling us that when we have a gentle, that we inherit the earth.
但是圣经上却告诉我们，如果我们温柔的话，我们必承受地土。
But once we get into our life, if we have a gentle heart, actually at that moment we are very strong in our inner being.
但是事实上，我们想想，一旦我们有一颗温柔的心，我们内在的人是很强壮的。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ when He says something. This is all very practical and very realistic words.
我们主耶稣基督跟我们讲一些很实际、很实在的话。
And so Jesus never talk about something beyond our understanding.
那主耶稣告诉我们的事情都是我们可以理解的，不会超过我们的理解范围之内。
All the word what the Jesus instruct us is all this is very reasonable enough that we can have it and we have a blessing.
耶稣基督所教导我们的都是很合理的，我们接受了，我们就有福气。
Now there's three kinds of meaning out of this the gentleness.
所以在温柔背后，事实上有三种不同的意义。
One of the meaning of the gentleness is we do not stand in an extreme side.
那温柔的一个意义就是说，我们做人不要极端。
And let's turn to book of Joshua chapter 1.
我们看耶稣雅记第1章。
Joshua chapter 1, verse 7.
耶稣雅记第1章第7节。
Joshua chapter 1, verse 7.
耶稣雅记第1章第7节，旧约圣经263页。
Only be strong and very courageous, and be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commands you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left. So that you may be success wherever you go. And here God talked to the Joshua and asked him to do not be too extreme.
这里天上的真神勉励耶稣雅说，不可以偏离左右。
And asked Joshua to be strong, very courageous.
他要求耶稣雅要刚强壮胆。
And be careful to do according to the order. To do according to all the laws.
要遵循我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。
And then he mentioned, do not turn from it to the right, to the left.
然后不要偏离左，也不要偏离右。
So that your life will be successful.
所以你会有一个，你不论到哪里去都可以顺利。
So we can understand that do not turn from it to the left, to the right or to the left. This is understanding as gentleness.
不可偏离左右，就是一种温柔的表现。And
if we have this understanding,
如果我们有这样子的了解,
our life can be successful in this world.
那我们到哪里都可以顺利。
Because the nature of human nature, we easily turn to be to the right and to the left.
那因为我们人的本性，所以有时候我们会偏向左或偏向右。
Many times it becomes our obstacles on life.
那很多时候这成为我们生活上的障碍。
The second reason, meaning of this gentleness, to well manage our heart.
那温柔的第二个意义就是说，我们能够控制我们的心。
We have a natural natural emotion and a feeling.
那我们知道，我们天生就有一些情绪的反应。
We have to train ourselves.
我们必须训练我们自己。
You know, because the little children, we look at them.
那如果我们看很小的小孩
，It's like an untrained horse.
那就好像一匹没有训练过的马。
So they have to receive the education.
所以他们必须接受教育。
So they go to school and they learn knowledge. At the same time, they learn about how to interact with the other friends and teachers.
当他们到学校，他们不仅是学习书上的知识，他们也学习如何和其他的人以及老师相处。
So no matter what circumstances, they do not physically abuse to the friends or the others.
所以不管遇到什么样的情况，他们不至于动怒。
If they abuse others, and then they receive the consequences.
如果说他们以不当的方法来对待他人，他们就会接受到后果。
So this is the man the nature, because we can be controlled, we can be trained.
啊，这是人的本性，但是我们可以被训练，我们可以被控制。
We remember when Jesus he invited all the people, come to me, and then you can put on my yoke and learn from me.
啊，主耶稣曾经告诉我们说，你们可以担负我的轭来向我学习。
And his yoke is light.
主耶稣跟我们说，他的轭是轻省的。
And what we learn from him is his gentleness.
要我们学习的便是他的温柔
and his humility
以及他的谦卑。
So it takes time to train ourselves to be we can say domesticated, just like a dog who to be the one that is trained.
那就好像一只经过训练的狗，那有时候我们自己也是需要经过一些自我的训练，才能变成温柔。
When we control our nature, our personalities.So that we can reach up to this gentleness.
当我们能够当我们能够控制我们的脾气的时候，我们就可以逐渐达到温柔的地步。
This gentleness, this wisdom is come from above.
但是这个智慧要从神而来。
The most things to we can control ourselves is our tongue.
那我们最重要需要控制的就是我们的舌头。
Listen to James chapter 3.
我们看雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3 from verse 1。
雅各书第三章，我们从第一节看起，旧约圣经331页，新约圣经331页。
James chapter 3 from verse 1. Let not many of you become teachers, my brothers, knowing that as such...we shall incur a stricter judgment, for we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as a whole. Verse 3.
第三节。
Now if we put the bits into the horse, the mouth, so that they may obey us, we direct the entire body as well.And he continued to mention about the importance of the control of our tongue.
接下来他继续谈到控制我们的舌头是多么的重要。
Verse 2 mentioned that we shall stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man.
第二节告诉我们说，原来我们在许多事上都有过失，但若有人在言语上没有过失，他就是完全人。
One of the most difficult one in our as a man to control is our tongue.
那我想，身为一个人，最难控制的便是我们的舌头。
So how we can obtain this gentleness to control our tongue?
那我们要怎么样才有这个智慧能够控制我们的舌头呢？
So that Once we control our tongue, it's control our life. Then.
一旦我们能够控制我们的舌头, 我们也更能控制我们的生活。
Now we can learn from the Lord Jesus. We can learn from all the teaching in the scriptures.
我们可以从耶稣基督以及他对我们的教训身上来学习。
And verse, we continue, you can skip to the verse, verse 17.
那我们跳到第17节。
About the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruit, unwavering, without hypocrisy, and the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in the peace by those who make the peace. And here the James mentioned about the wisdom from above.
这里雅各提到上头来的智慧。
And he mentioned the pure and peaceful and gentle and reasonable, full of mercy.
他提到先是清洁，后是和平，温柔柔顺，满有怜悯。
The many of these characters related with our tongue.
那很多这些他提到的特质都和舌头有关。
If we know how to control our heart.
如果我们知道怎么样控制我们的心,
then naturally we can control our tongue.
我们就能够控制我们的舌头。
And man's nature is one of the weaknesses is our tongue.
那我们知道人的恶一个本质就是从舌头开始。
But we can train our tongue.
但是我们可以训练我们的舌头。
Way to control our heart.
我们要控制我们的心。
So that our heart and our tongue can be subject to us.
所以我们的舌头以及我们的心能够对我们顺服。
And then we can say this man is the man of gentleness.
所以我们就可以说这个是一个温柔的人。
Another meaning, the third meaning of gentleness is we know our own weakness.
另外一个温柔的意义就是要了解自己的软弱。
So we have a desire to learn from others.
所以我们能够有一个心来从别人那边学习。
This is the one of a character of humility also.
那这也是一个谦卑的特质。
Since we know our own weakness.
那如果说我们了解我们自己的软弱,
so we can receive other people's advice.
那我们就能够接受别人的劝诫。
And also that we can sometimes rely on other people's help also.
那有时候我们也可以试着接受别人的帮助。
And also when we do something, we do not do by our own, but we can ask other people's help. So the things to do with other people's.
所以当我们做事的时候，我们不至于故意执行，我们会听别人的意见。
Sometimes when we bring out our opinion,
有时候我们提出自己的意见的时候,
sometimes other people against our opinion,
有时候别人和我们有不同的意见,
and then we right away we doesn't like it.
有时候我们就会, 一开始就会不喜欢。
But people who has a gentleness,
但是一个温柔的人,
and they accept what other people's against our opinions.
他们能够接受别人和我们有不同的意见。
And so they can accept other people's.
所以他们能够接受别人的意见。
Now this is one of a meaning of gentleness.
那这也是温柔的另外一个意义。
So once we have this gentleness, then our life have always seeking to the truly true peace within the Lord.
那一旦我们有这个温柔在我们的心中，我们的生活就会想要追求在主里的和平。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ, his whole entire life, and he's showing us what is the meaning of gentleness.
我们知道耶稣的一生给我们为温柔做下了一个很好的示范。
He mentioned the message chapter 11, he meant, I am the gentle.
他在马太福音11章跟我们说，他就是温柔。
So he himself claimed that how we can describe Jesus, he is full of gentleness and humility.
他说我是柔和谦卑的。
He is showing us that when he captured, when he died on the cross as a sacrifice lamb.
他一定死在十字架上，像个羔羊一样为我们做下最好的示范。
He never resist against the force. Against the force against him.
他不曾向那些对他施加的武力来做抵抗。
Are he willing to himself to be the sacrifice lamb on the cross?
他宁愿自己作为献上的羊羔，为我们的罪来洗净。
Because he has a heart of gentleness.
因为在他的心是有一颗，在他里面有一颗温柔的心。
As the way he died on the cross, it seems like he became a failure now.
那因为如此，他死在十字架上，看起来好像他失败了。
It seems like three and a half years of his ministry end up he died on the cross. As a man's way we look at it, he failed in his ministry.
那有时候从人的角度来看，我们觉得他经过三年半的布道，最后死在十字架上，好像是一个失败。
But actually, he gained the whole world.
但是事实上，他却拯救了全世界。
We know that he defeated Satan.
我们知道他打败了撒旦。
I think when the Satan tried to capture him to crucify him, I think Satan think he win against Jesus.
当撒旦将要将他钉死在十字架的时候，他们认为这样子他们战胜了耶稣。
But actually, Jesus win against Satan.
但是事实上，耶稣战胜了撒旦。
Now, with true humility and true gentleness, he overcome and he also defeat Satan.
以在他心里的真正的柔和以及谦卑，他战胜了撒旦。
We can see in the history that a lot of people have a strong people.
我们看历史上，我们常常提到一些强人。
We know the Alexander the Great.
我们知道亚历山大大帝。
And Chinggis Khan, those kind of famous the warrior.
以及奥古斯丁等等这些强人。
You know, like Hitler, so those people they trying to take over the whole continent by the force.
或者是像希特勒他们这些人。希望用他们的武力来占领全部的土地。
But end up, they lost everything.
但是我们看到他们最后的结局却是失去一切。
But when Jesus died on the cross as a sacrifice lamb,
但是当主耶稣以献上了羊羔死在十字架上的时候
，With a true gentleness, he gained the whole world.
以真正的温柔，他达成了拯救全人类的使命。
Let us learn from the Lord Jesus.
让我们从耶稣基督身上来学习。
So let us all the brothers and sisters to gain this gentle in our heart.
让我们弟兄姐妹能够也有这样一颗温柔的心。
So that we can receive the blessing that we can inherit the earth.
所以我们能够领受到承受地土的祝福。
We know that one of a good example is Abraham.
我们看看亚伯拉罕便是一个很好的例子。
Abraham is one of the gentle, the man of gentleness.
亚伯拉罕他是一个蛮有温柔的人。
When he had trouble with his nephew Lot.
当他和他的罗德之间有利益的冲突的时候
，He doesn't want to exercise his authority and his right.
他并没有用他的地位权力来压他的侄子。
But ask him to choose the best land.
反而是让罗德他的侄子来选择最好的土地。
So if you go east, then I want to go west.
他对他的侄子说：“如果你往东，我就往西。”
So ask him to choose the first, the best one.
他让他先选那个最好的。
So he wants to the resolve these problems between his nephews.
所以他真心想要解决他和他侄子之间的问题。
We know that Abraham he raised a lot as like a father.
我们知道，事实上，亚伯拉罕他抚养罗德长大，就好像他自己的儿子一样。
Abraham supposed to choose the best ones.
亚伯拉罕他的确是有自己的权利可以选择最好的。
But he yielded to his nephew to let him choose first.
但是他反而是让他的侄子先来做选择。
So、right away, God showed up to God after the Lord depart from him.
罗德离开之后，神马上向他显现。
God showed up to Abraham, look at the whole this world.
神向他显现说，你看这个全地。
To the right, to the left, this land I will give you to your descendant.
你向左看，向右看，你所看得到的，我都要赐给你的后裔。
He gained the whole land.
所以神将所有的地土都赐给他。
Because it comes from the Abraham's gentleness.
那这就是亚伯拉罕他温柔所得来的。
We look at the Joseph.
我们来看约瑟。
Joseph also the man of gentleness.
约瑟也是一个蛮有温柔的人。
He was sold to the Egypt because of his brothers.
那他被他的弟兄卖到埃及去。
Later he became a position to become the prime minister in Egypt.
但是后来他当到了埃及的宰相。
And his brother came to him to ask him for food.
他的弟兄却要来到埃及向他买食物。
It's a great chance that he can give them a hard time.
这是他报复他弟兄最好的时机。
Because that is the time he can revenge to his brother.
因为这是他报仇的好时机。
But instead of the revenge them, actually he accept them.
那他不但没有向他们报复，他反而接受他们。
And he forgive them.
而且他也原谅他们。
And this is what he shows his true humility and true gentleness.
从这里我们也看出他内心的谦卑以及温柔。
And because of the Joseph's gentleness, he gained the land of Goshen, which is a huge land for his people to live there, for to become 2 million of the people to be after 430 years.
那因为他的温柔谦卑，神便将 一大片的地赐给他以及他的后裔来居住。
Now let's look at the Joseph's story. Genesis chapter 50.
我们看约瑟的故事，我们翻开创世纪50章。
Genesis chapter 50, verse from 18.
我们看创世纪50章18节。
Genesis chapter 50 from verse 18.
50章从18节开始。
Then his brother also came and fell down before him and said, Behold, we are your servant, verse 19.
19节,
but Joseph said to them, Do not be afraid, for I am in God's place, verse 20.
20节,
and as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive, 21.
21节,
so therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little one. So he comfort them and speak kindly to them. And this time, because the Joseph's brother, now is their father passed away.
那这个时候，我们看到这里记载的是约瑟他的父亲要过世了。
And Joseph's brother, they're afraid because the father's still alive. So Joseph didn't revenge to them.
那这时候，他的哥哥们很害怕，因为过去他们想说，父亲在世的时候，约瑟也许还不敢向他们报复。But
now their father passed away.
但是现在父亲要过世了。That's
why they're afraid to come to Joseph with the fear.
所以他们非常害怕的来到约瑟的面前。It's
at verse 19, Joseph actually comfort them.
我们再看到19节，约瑟来安慰他们。Don't
be afraid.
跟他们说不要害怕。For
am I in God's place?
我岂能代替神呢？
And instead of that, he can provide the place and let them to comfortably leave, and he provide the land for them to leave.
而且他甚至还提供美好的地土，让他们在上面能够生养。
And verse 21, comfort them.
那21节更加的安慰他们。
We can see that here from the Joseph's great character.
我们这里看到约瑟他很好的一个个性的品质。
Joseph has this character of gentleness.
因为约瑟他有这样一个温柔的个性。
We have noticed in Joseph's life at the beginning, he was sold to the Potiphar's house.
我们知道当约瑟当初被卖到波提法的家里的时候。
We know that his wife seduced him.
我们知道波提法的妻子来引诱他。
And because of that, he forced into the prison.
那因为这样子，他甚至被下到监牢里面。
But he do not confront that he doesn't do anything wrong.
但是他并没有为自己没有做错事来做争辩。
Once he bring up this issue, then this one family will be turned to be broken family.
也许他如果 强辩自己没有罪的话，那一个家庭可能会因此而被摧毁。
Actually, the Joseph cover up the, so he just stay, he just stay in the prison.
但是约瑟默默的认了，他就被下到监牢里面。And
here, also Joseph he forgive his own brothers.
而这里我们又看到约瑟他原谅自己的弟兄们。
God let him to inherit the future land.
所以神让他能够继承一大片地。We
look at the Moses also same thing.
如果我们看摩西也是一样的。Moses
is the weakest. Moses is the meekest one person in the world.
我们知道摩西是世界上最温柔的人。He
treated his people with full of gentleness.
他以温柔来对待以色列民。When
there are some people against him to complain to him many times.
那不管是以色列民在什么时候对他来起怨言
，Moses' ways is not confront to the people。
那摩西并不和他们起冲突。
Moses' way is when the people complain to God and Moses, he just subject to God。
啊，当人们向神起抱怨的时候，摩西只是来顺服神。
That's how he lead his to about 2 million people to the 40 years on the, in the promised land。
那这就是在这四十年中，他如何的带领以色列百姓一直来到所应许之地。
So these people to having the promised land later。
啊，所以这些人能够得到所应许的产业。
We can learn this gentleness。
我们也可以从他们当中学到这样的温柔。
How we can obtain this gentleness that Jesus mentioned, put on the yoke upon our shoulder.
那我们怎么样能够像耶稣基督的说，将他的担子放在我们的肩头，轻省的呢
？Matthew chapter 11.
我们看马太福音第十一章。
Chapter 11, verse 29.
马太福音十一章二十九节，新约圣经十五页。
Verse 29 says, "Take my yoke upon you." Here the Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you."
这里说，耶稣基督跟我们说，当负我的轭。
Usually the yoke is put on the animal to try to control, so that they can go wherever the master to turn, and they can turn make a right and left.
我们知道这个轭通常是放在动物身上的，所以这个主人能够控制它们向左转或向右转。
None of the animal doesn't like to put on the yoke, I'm sure. Like the ox doesn't like to put on the yoke on that.
但是我相信没有任何一个动物喜欢肩上负着轭。
We also the man, we don't like to put something on our shoulder, you know, have something put on our shoulder.
那我相信我们作为一个人，我们更不会喜欢将这个轭放在我们的肩上。
Especially this is the control our life that we don't like it.
啊，尤其是这个轭会控制我们的生活，我们当然更不会喜欢。
But here the Jesus asks us, "Take my yoke upon you. You willing to put on this yoke?"
但是主耶稣却教导我们说，我们当负他的轭，学他的样式。
I think "take my yoke" is take the word of God.
啊，这里说当负我的轭，耶稣基督所告诉我们的就是说，我们要遵守他的话。
But we know the word of God sometimes against our nature.
但是神的话有时候和我们人的本性相冲突。
Well, we have a desire to willing to we have a willing to follow the word of God.
啊，也许我们有那个心想要来遵行神的话。
So that we can learn from him.
所以我们可以从他身上来做学习。
What we learn from him is that he is for I am gentle and humble in heart.
我们所能学习到的是他的心里柔和谦卑。
The way to we can learn his gentleness through the receiving the Holy Spirit.
那我们可以学习他温柔谦卑的方法，便是我们要追求他赐给我们的圣灵。
Listen to Galatians chapter 5.
我们看哥罗西书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 5, chapter 5 verse 16. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 and 17.
对不起，加拉太书第五章第十六节、十七节。
But I say, chapter 5 verse 16 and 17.
第五章第十六节、十七节。
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh.For the flesh set its desire against the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. I think this is talking about the true yoke.
我想这里就告诉我们什么是真正的轭了。
We like to move around our own way, our own desire.
我们有时候希望能够顺着自己的情欲来做。
Here the Apostle Paul mentioned as a put on the desire of the Holy Spirit within our shoulder.
那这里告诉我们说，我们当顺着圣灵而行，将圣灵放在我们的肩上，好像轭一样。
So we do not follow our desire, but we follow the desire of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就不放纵肉体的情欲，能够顺着圣灵而行。
So that it lead us to true salvation.
所以能够带领我们一直到领受救恩。
And also, we can give up all the evil from us.
所以我们能够断绝一切恶的行为。
And also, we can put on our true hope in the Lord.
所以我们能够仰望天上的救恩。
We are not to be to become a judge, but let the God can judge in our life.
我们不成为我们生活的主人，反而让天上的真神成为我们生命的主宰。
We are not the ultimate the solution, but God is a true solution of our life.
我们自己没有办法解决我们生活所有的问题，但是神却是可以帮我们解决生活上的一切问题。
But just I mentioned that Joseph, he in his life, he never tried to solve his own problem by himself, but let the God can solve his life.
就好像约瑟一样，在他一生当中，他从来没有试着用自己的方法来解决他所面临的问题。
If he tried to his way to solve his problem,
如果他试着用自己的方法来解决问题的话
，when he was sold to the Egypt.
当他被卖到埃及之后
，It may be his way to solve the problem. He's run away from the his master at that time is Potiphar.
也许在那个时候，如果他用自己的方法来解决，便是试着从他的主人波提法那里。
Or he can help him about some years, very very diligently. So he gained the heart of the Potiphar.
或者是说他很认真的替波提法来工作，来获得他的心。
So let him try to out of the situation.
让他能够作为一个仆人。
He can just come back to his house.
或许这样子以后他可以回到他自己的家。
Then he have no chance himself to be the true Joseph himself.
这样子他就没有办法成的神要他做的一个约瑟。
But entire his life is subject to God.
但是我们看到他的一生，他总是顺服神。
God guide his life.
神引导他的生。
And he become a prime minister in the Egypt. It's not because of him, because God helped him.
他成为埃及的宰相，并不是靠他自己，是神帮助他。
And that's how he can inherit the whole this land to let his people to live there.
所以他能够承受歌山全地，让他的民能够住在那里。
If we become the man of gentleness, we become a victorious life.We become a victor.
如果说我们能够成为一个温柔的人，我们也能够过一个得胜的生活。
Jesus died on the cross and become a victor in his ministry.
耶稣基督钉死在十字架上，为他一生的宣道，宣告了胜利。
Because he died on the cross, he established the true kingdom of God in this world.
因为他在十字架上成全救恩，所以他建立了一个救恩的国度。
This is the showing us what is a gentle means to us.
那这告诉我们温柔谦卑真正的意义是什么。
If you look at the entire Bible, it's talking about the land.
如果你看这个圣经，很多时候讲到地图。
When God created the earth, God created the Garden of Eden for the people.
我们知道当神创造这个世界的时候，他创造了伊甸园来为人类可以安居。
When Adam and Eve they subject to God,
当亚当和夏娃他们顺服神的时候
，they continue to inherit this precious land.
他们就可以继续来承受这个地图。
But they disobey to God.
但是他们却选择不顺服。
God allowed the land of Canaan for his people.
神应许他的百姓。
They're willing to humble themselves and to follow the word of God. They continue to inherit this land.
如果说他的子民能够顺服他的话，他们就继续能够承受这个土地。
But then they disobey to God.
但是我们看到他们却不顺服神。
So they lost this promised land.
所以他们就失去了这所应许之地。
The New Testament, we look at also this spiritual land.
在新约圣经里面，我们看到这个属灵的地。
And God, when God created this precious kingdom of God in this world,
当神在这个世界上创造了属灵的国的时候
，If we continue seeking this humility and gentleness,
如果我们继续来追求这个柔和以及谦卑
，that we can inherit this true kingdom of God,
我们就可以在心里领受这个属天的国度。
If you look at the Revelation chapter 21 and the mention He created His chapter 22.Recreate his kingdom of God created the spiritual garden of Eden.
在启示录二十二章提到神创造新世界，再一次创造了这个伊甸园。
Those who gentle and humility can get into this spiritual promised land.
那些心里柔和谦卑的就能够进到这个应许之地。
Truly, the gentleness to lead us into the true blessing of God and to inherit. The kingdom of God.
的确一个温柔谦卑的人就能够领受到神圣真正的祝福而得到这个属天的国度。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
我们看启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 and 2.
启示录二十一章第一节第二节。
And I saw new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea, and I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as the bride adorned for her husband. He mentioned about talking about the new heaven and new earth.
这里看到说，我又看见一个新天新地。
And blessed are the gentle, they shall be inherited this earth.
那些心里柔和谦卑的人就能够承受这个新天新地。
Let us all the brothers and sisters to having this gentleness within our heart and our life.
那求神让我们每一位弟兄姐妹在我们心中都有这样子的柔和以及谦卑。
So that we can inherit the true kingdom of God.
所以我们能够承受那所应许的属天之国。
Let's sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
397
首。